With the latest from the state capitol, I'm Jacqueline Ferris on the Radio Oklahoma News Network. Oklahoma school teachers would be able to extend their maternity leave to 12 weeks under a House-passed bill. Representative Emily Geis says that gives teachers the opportunity to take the time they need after childbirth.
A teacher can say, hey, this is my first child, and I think it's going to take me 8 weeks. I have a ton of saved-up sick leave. I've waited for this moment my whole life, and I'm ready to take it.
Geis hopes this will help more teachers in the workforce. The bill now moves to the Senate. A major step forward in a total revamping of the state's initiative petition process, the Senate approved a bill to limit signatures on those petitions to 10% of voters in Tulsa and Oklahoma counties. State Senator Regina Goodwin opposed the bill, saying supporters were being deceptive.
Pretend as if this is about transparency and doing what's proper when this is as improper and as wrong as it gets.
The final vote was along party lines, with Republicans voting 36-8 for the bill, which now moves to the House. The House approved a bonding increase for the Grand River Dam Authority by $1.6 million. The GRDA wants the extra money to build two new power plants and mothball an old coal-fired plant. The state owns the GRDA, and Governor Stitt is in favor of more power plants, but...
Before I got here, people were talking about selling GRDA. I don't think we need to do that, but I do think that we should look at them returning some kind of return to the Treasury.
The GRDA doesn't pay any state or local taxes. The state Senate has approved a bill allowing the state's NCAA member schools to create a revenue-sharing program for student-athletes. It caps the fund at $20.5 million for a yearly salary cap for taking part in sports. Supporters say it ensures state schools stay competitive. Covering the state capitol, I'm Jacqueline Ferris on the Radio Oklahoma News Network.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed expectations. To learn more, visit Hillary.com.
For nearly 50 years, the Radio Oklahoma News Network has been bringing listeners news of the day. And now, you can listen to us on Spotify, sharing the latest news from the state capitol, agriculture, energy, local government, and health. When we say news by Oklahomans for Oklahomans, we mean it. Now, catch us every day on Spotify.com when you follow the Radio Oklahoma News Network podcast.